This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Loving some of the responses here on the text line when it comes to the best rivalries in sports. Somebody says this from the 913, Bob, you can get bent on Sean McVay. When Andy leaves, I want Mike Vrabel.
Kind of the same thing. Neither team's getting rid of either one of them.
Neither of those are happening.
At least Vrabel played here.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just can't call yourself the world's team and not be on top all the time, right? Like, at least with the Dallas Cowboys going by America's team, they were winning. They were the TV ratings, all of that kind of stuff was there. Anytime they played, they were on. If you were going to coin yourself the world's team, you cannot sit there and have some loser be your head football coach. You just can't.
Somebody says from the 816, Dan Lanning is the heir apparent to Andy. Let him win his national championship this year, and then let's get it going.
Yeah, I'm not into bringing college coaches into the NFL. They fail every time.
Yeah, I'm good on that as well. I know you're in on that, though, Dust. You're a little more
in on that plan. Yeah, Harbaugh has been with the LA Chargers 2 years.
Yep, made the playoffs both times.
Three years now? This is his third year? That's one guy, though. The majority of them come in and fail. I'm not interested in any
Matt
college
Rule failed. Saban failed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just go through the
list. Urban Meyer failed. Yeah. Steve Spurrier failed. And to maybe this point as to why they failed, they're not the model of what the league is, right? Like, we're seeing a change of the guard in the league. Like, younger coaches are becoming more prominent in the league. Like, Harbaugh just got fired. Andy Reid's the second tenured coach. Tomlin's on the hot seat, at least in my opinion, still. Those guys are older. What guys are we praising right now? We're praising the guys like McDonald, McVay, Shanahan, those type of guys that are maybe the new wave. And if that is the case, like, you either figure out if it is or you don't. And that's just kind of the unfortunate part of life. Like, you're going to have to take a chance. And sometimes that chance is the best chance you took. And sometimes you have to own it and be like, you know what? That was a failure. We're sorry. We learned our lesson. But
again, I don't think it's about the age for me. It's about the ability to. These college coaches, as we've talked about, they're like the king of a fiefdom, right? They rule the roost. They own the town. They own the university. Everybody looks up and worships them. Then they get into the NFL and they try to do that same type of stuff. And you got guys in their 20s and, you know, early 30s going, bro, I make like six times what you make. You know, you don't have credibility. This rah-rah stuff that you did in college, it just doesn't translate to the pro. You don't really see the correlation in the NBA and college basketball either. You know, Coach K, Roy Williams, Bill Self,
Patino,
Tom Izzo. Patino didn't do that great in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying. It was bad. Yeah,
but all these guys that just never even went to the NBA.
Oh, hurt, right?
You know, like they didn't even go to. But Patino's an even better example of a guy who did go to the NBA and really didn't do that
didn't
great,
work.
But then comes back to college and dominates because these college coaches are put up on this pedestal and they're looked at as the program. When you come to the NFL, you're not the program. Your players are, and they know that too. And so I just don't think it works because I just don't think the college coach for the majority of these guys has the ability to translate that going from the leader of this fiefdom to being the guy that, yeah, you're the head coach, but that's Patrick Mahomes. Sorry, man. Like, he carries more weight than you do.
We asked a question because Twitter came up with the essay, what's the biggest rivalry in sports? I don't know if you guys have one. Max probably says Tennessee-Florida, which, again, wouldn't hate it. But the text line says Michigan-Ohio State. I don't know if it's really close. They go on and give a reasoning for that and say, which I do love on the text line, if you say something like, I love when people are like, clown take. And I'm like, okay, but what's your rebuttal to that take? I don't mind what you say. Just give me some sort of definitive like response. He says, because Ryan Day couldn't beat Michigan for how long, and people call for his job all the time.
That's a great text. It really is. I mean, that shows you what the rivalry means, right? That's a guy national championship, but you didn't beat Michigan.
And
we
they did
want
the
you fired.
Same thing with Harbaugh. Like, he couldn't beat Ohio State. Right. Like, dude, you've been here five years. It's either got to happen this year, or I'm sorry.
I mean,
like,
they were talking about firing Harbaugh up there for not being able to beat. Yeah, that's a
Ryan
good one,
Day Harbaugh story was the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Ryan Day couldn't beat Michigan, but then he won a national title. And then this year when they played Michigan, it's like, well, it's like, dude, he just won a national title in a crystal ball.
Yeah, right.
Like, let's calm down. It's like, nope, Michigan, right? That's why, like I say, when Chicago and Green Bay play, if Chicago beats Green Bay in round one, they don't need to win the Super Bowl this year. They can talk about that next year, but they will win that rival, which is another one of those points. That's another great rivalry in sports, in my opinion, is Chicago-Green Bay. And luckily, we get that this weekend in what you could not imagine as being one of the best sort of atmospheres for playoff football. We are in the Windy City. 30-mile-an-hour gust wind, accumulating snow throughout the entire game. Going to be an absolute blank show. But that's playoff football for you.
And that's great playoff football.
And it's Packers, Green Bay. Yeah. Lakers versus Celtics or Yankees, Red Sox?
Yankees, Red Sox, okay. I think is the premier rivalry in professional sports. There's not many more rivalries in professional sports, right? Like, not like it used to be. Like, we talk about the Raider thing all the time. Mm. Is it really a rivalry, right? I mean, you got to live up to your end of the bargain and whatnot. But I think, Yankees, Red Sox is always big because, look, it's on TV all the time. People will watch. You know, people pay attention whether you have a dog in the fight or not. You're watching that game. Ohio State, Michigan is another good one. I think the Cardinals and Cubs is a good rivalry as well when it comes to baseball. But there's not that many of them anymore. I think more of the rivalries now are skewed towards colleges. And even that's not the thing anymore once we had realignment. I'd love to put Kansas-Missouri up there as one of the great rivalries. But when you go a decade without talking to each other, you know, maybe that's why it is.
But it doesn't
rivalry.
Take much to reignite.
No,
that
it really
flame.
Doesn't. But it doesn't carry the weight nationally. You know?
No, but you put that on the schedule, and everyone sees it. That date gets circled immediately. Yeah. Like I'm going to Arrowhead to watch Mizzou versus KU play football. Or I'm going to Allen. I'm going to the not the Hearn Center is what it used to be called. But I can't remember what it's called
now. Page, I think.
Okay. Somebody says best rivalry me versus Cornhusker football. When I put a curse on them since 2017, they're the only college football team to go under the win total every year.
Take the under.
Army Navy.
Great.
Greatest rivalry in sports. The Chiefs versus inside the 5 yard line.
That's good too. I do like that. Yes. Royals and finding a stadium site's another good rivalry. Yeah.
United States versus Canada hockey.
That's a good fun one. Yeah.
Somebody says Bink versus marriage.
Oh no.
Jeez.
Man.
Bink and Dusty take versus the NFL draft being a top three sporting event.
Yes.
Iowa State is there. Somebody says for hockey fans out there, the St. Louis Blues versus Chicago Blackhawks.
That St. Louis Chicago rivalry is
good. It's a good one. Yeah. Trying to think like Islanders, Rangers.
Yeah, that's a good decent enough rivalry. Yeah. Yeah.
My biggest rivalry in sports is Nick Sirianni versus your fan base.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, Big Dom versus, Scataboo.
Chicken Parm.
Yeah.
That's a rivalry. I don't want to get in the middle of it.
Man. Who wins America? That battle? Yeah.
Somebody said on the Twitter post, the biggest rivalry in sports is Angel Hernandez versus the Strike
Zone. That was great. I love that one. Yeah.
Great one.
That was fantastic, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. My gut versus Taco Bell from the 816.
Damn right.
Mm-hmm.
State of Missouri versus state of Kansas.
Yeah. That's not 100%. A sports rivalry, but a life rivalry, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I still think's dumb.
It's the dumbest thing ever. It really is. It's so stupid. As long as the teams are here, who cares where,
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. College rivalries definitely reign supreme.
Oh, yeah. Alabama-Auburn is a good one, obviously.
Oh, so good. Yeah. Iron Bowl's great.
Every year, Auburn's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Nope, like it's going to be a good game.
Alabama and Auburn roll into town.
We haven't mentioned AFC North. The whole AFC North,
rivalries. Yeah. Lame Kiffin versus college fans.
Yeah.
He's got a rivalry with basically every school out there because he's left everyone.
Right. CDOT versus Kansas drivers. And then just the winner in the clubhouse in this conversation is Michigan, Ohio State, because it's nationally known, many other local state rivalries.
Yeah, I do. I like the Michigan, Ohio State one with the reason that the guy gave right away. Yeah, we're talking about firing coaches that have won national championships because they can't beat each other.
Insane when you think about it.
Somebody says, why is Bink catching strays before 7 a.m.? Because you guys are mean sometimes.
That's right.
But hey, I have to read everything. I'm like Ron Burgundy. Good night, San Diego. Go F yourself. Texas, Oklahoma, Red River Shootout.
Great
every
one.
Year is a
Great
solid one.
Did you see that kid just transferred from Texas to Oklahoma?
Good.
I mean, that was Arch Manning's roommate, some wide receiver, wow, transferred from Texas to Oklahoma. That just goes to show you nobody cares about these rivalries anymore because, you know, 30 years ago or whatever it was, I'm not transferring from Texas to Oklahoma. No, absolutely not. I'm not going to that team.
I think we can end it on this one. I think you fellas would agree. Biggest rivalry in sports, Steven Spector versus Fun.
Yes.
Let's talk about the East Village on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.